It's May 18th, 2012, and Facebook is buzzing over the news of a house show on Hovey Street in Normal. An emo rock band from Tinley Park, Illinois, is driving down to the Twin Cities for the concert and practically begging people to come out to the show on Facebook. The band is called Real Friends, and judging by feedback on Facebook after the fact, the show went incredibly well. No matter how great the show was, no one could have imagined 4 years later the band would be embarking on their second Vans Warped Tour and setting dates for a six-country tour of Europe this December. Real Friends released their second studio album, The Home Inside My Head, on May 27th. This is the band's second studio album and also the second effort on Fearless Records. One of the largest labels in the emo rock genre, Real Friends is ready to take the scene by storm. Colder Quicker was the first single released in anticipation of Real Friends' latest album, and served as a wonderful bridge between the sounds that fans grew to love throughout their early years and the new direction the band is hoping to take. Emo rock is best described as an unsteady balance between aware and aggressive, both chaotic and controlled. It's a genre heavy on emotional lyrics and heavy instrumentation. The harsher sounds came easy to the band. All five members began their musical careers playing in hardcore punk groups all around the Midwest, but you wouldn't know it on tracks from the new album like Mokina. Boy out there, lying in the grass, singing songs with all the wrong notes. Mokina is full of themes that are quite common for most emo songs. Heartbreak weighs heavy for most lyricists in the genre, and Dan Lampton, the band's singer, is no exception. Lampton hand-delivers his lyrics to listeners with both clarity and precision. It's no secret to any of us that sometimes life isn't what we want it to be. It's how we deal with those difficulties that makes us who we are. But what about when we don't like who we are? I clenched the vulnerability could mean weakness, but Lampton does a wonderful job of putting intensity behind his insecurities. Bend my eyes halfway open, in my hand smelling like smoke. In moments like that, it's not hard to understand why Real Friends has such a strong connection to its fan base. Each chorus feels more like a conversation. More intimate moments on the album, like Mokina, serve as a wonderful reminder that the band and Lampton have range. The band was close to reaching this kind of maturity on their first album, but you can tell the time between the records have helped the band grow. When Real Friends trades in openness for energy, the lyrics are just as insightful. His walls are steep, been down so long, it seems like all I've known. For fans of emo rock, there seems to be sort of a revival happening in the scene. Back in the early 2000s, the genre hit its peak popularity. Part of that was because bands were able to find a common ground between their punk roots and melodic riffs often found in pop music. Chorus like that could be found in just about any pop song on top 40 radio, but the band stays true to its roots. Sometimes that's what's most surprising about Real Friends. They understand what it takes to write a catchy song just as much as the next pop band, but there's a raw honesty in emo rock that helps the band find its sweet spot. Take this song, for example. Looking Back is all about taking a glance at what you've done, where you are, and where you're going to be. At some point in the day, most of us look back and wonder if we should have done something differently, whether it be 20 minutes ago or 20 years. Despite writing songs themed around regret and heartbreak, Real Friends has to feel pretty good about where they've come in the last 4 years. That show on Hovey Street and Normal turned to shows in both Chicago and St. Louis, and eventually a booking on the Vans Warped Tour 2 years ago. This summer, the band returns to Warped Tour behind their second album, The Home Inside My Head, on one of the biggest labels in their genre, and will play in six different countries this winter. The best part of looking back is seeing how far you've come. For WGLT, I'm Taylor Bauer.